We are in an international moment of having to contemplate making a serious health change. Many people for the first time realize that life is valuable and quite precious. People are seeking holistic and nutrition-based solutions, becoming more and more aware of their health and what non-traditional treatments they can utilize to support their family's wellness. With me again this week in the Return to Eden studio is a lifelong student of holistic health and non-traditional treatments and is passionate about helping people live a John 10:10 type of life, life in all its fullness. He has fulfilled that mission in an eclectic manner throughout his career through business, management, healthcare management, and pastoral roles. He currently is chief of staff at Healing Arts Center in Branson, where he provides executive direction and oversight for this multi-specialty clinic. Welcome back, Mark Scribner.
Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. Also back joining us today in the conversation is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of Skywatch TV, and author of best-selling books, including the internationally acclaimed book Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hi, Cherise.
Hey, welcome
back. Good to be back.
Gentlemen, last week was such a great conversation. That time went by so fast, so let's get right into it about what we'd like to talk about today. Mark, I happen to personally know the character of your incredible parents, as they were my pastors when I was a little girl, which has only been a few days ago. They exemplify the Greek word splagnitzomai, which meaning a level of compassion that is so emotional, it's guttural. Mm-hmm. And so when you feel compassion for somebody, how you almost ache,
yeah,
you know, at your core. So for you being in this role, I mean, I know, you know, there's all these patients that are coming and going. Some of them have, you know, minimal things that are going on that's out of order in their body. Other people are facing some really significant challenges that may seem hopeless. So how do you personally, in that role, not take on those emotions and not let them consume you and be overwhelmed?
It's an interesting question, and I think I don't even know if Joe's going to like the answer to this question.
Okay.
But first, I need to say I'm not a provider at the clinic. I actually am at an executive level, but I do have the opportunity often to spend a lot of time and also to mentor our providers who are on the front lines doing these things. But what a lot of people don't see, because we've become proficient at it, is there are so many people, Cherise, waiting in line to be helped, that it's very similar to asking that same question of a fireman who is helping all of these burning buildings.
Wow.
And it's like, well, what did you think about that second building that you helped save the foundation of?
Right.
Quite frankly, when we're in it, we're working hard and we're making sure we're looking at the structure of it and we're putting the water or the chemicals where it needs to be to douse that fire.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the second that fire is out, we've had to move on to the next person who has that same level of issue.
Sure.
Now, I will say it's a lot easier in our world to help those that actually want help.
That's
because there's
critical.
There's so many people that our world is just, all we want is a can of Stop It.
Right.
I really do understand what
perfect.
You mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, I wish I could tell you that there are many nights that I just lament about the people that came to this office, but I don't have the time or mental or emotional or spiritual bandwidth to handle all that is coming through.
Sure.
And so we deal with it from a triage standpoint, and then there are many people that the Lord lays upon your heart at a later time.
Sure.
That then you're going to bed that night and you pray for them, or you reach out to them by phone or by email to find out how they're doing.
Yeah.
But there are just so many people in line.
Wow.
Who are looking for an answer. Our office, Healing Arts Center here in Branson, has become, for many people, the place they go after Mayo Clinic.
Mm.
And so when they go to these places that are not giving them answers,
right,
or are giving them wrong answers,
there you go.
They come to us, and it's fun. Our providers are able to sit around in a round table environment and actually help these people. And so I wish I could say that, yes, there are so few that we're able to just sit there and nurture them.
Right.
But there are so many. Biblically, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's the same way for seeing those people live that John 10:10 type of life, life in all its fullness. How do we make that difference? You know, there's that old illustration about the boy and girl walking and the jellyfish up on the shore, and the guy just starts throwing them into the water, and the girl says, there's just so many of them here, you're not going to make a difference. And as he picks another one up and he throws it in the water, he says, I made a difference to that one.
Wow.
It's kind of the same
way. Great.
I just want to jump in, though, for a minute, because as someone who has been to Healing Arts Center, not just as a frivolous Saturday stop by, hang out with Mark, have lunch, those are fun moments. Although I don't think I've ever been there on a Saturday.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
We normally go to the pony.
Yeah. Yeah, they come out to Whispering Ponies Ranch on Saturday.
Yeah.
But let me explain. I want to describe a scenario to you, because as Mark's talking, I think it's important to offset some of what he's saying with how I felt as a patient, not just as a friend.
Sure.
My wife and I, about 4.5 months ago, come down with a virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popularly talked about virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that even with my protocols and everything that I've amassed about how to counter this thing, even I was probably a little rattled by its power and its effect.
It can be shaking.
It was not like anything I've been through before with a virus.
Right.
And my wife is worse than I am. These are the worst migraines I have ever seen a human being go through, let alone my wife.
Mm.
It was like 5 solid days with the worst. I was in really bad shape trying to take care of her.
I remember.
It also did stuff to my little kids where they're restless and they feel something's off in the house. So I'm sleeping next to my son, Thomas, who's 5, and he's restless. So I'm not even asleep. It's just, it's all output and adrenal burnout. Okay.
Sure.
I take my wife because it's really looking dangerous now.
Sure. It was.
I mean, I
remember this.
I am completely rattled at this point.
Yeah.
And I am throwing the kitchen sink just trying to keep her hydrated.
Right.
I can't get enough fluid down her. This was unlike anything I've ever seen.
It took you 2 days to get to the office. You kept calling me, and I said, I need her at the office. You said, I can't get her in the car.
I can't get her in the car.
Yeah, it was bad.
There came a day where it was obvious I was going to have to take her, physically carry her to the car, and despite her not wanting to do anything, she passed out in my arms trying to get her out of bed to take her to the... I mean, it scared me, Charisse. This was like my wife is standing there and all of a sudden she just powers down. And I have no idea. Is this cardiovascular?
Right, right, right.
Is this neurological?
You go everywhere.
My brain... Da-dum,
yeah,
da-dum, da-dum,
right,
da-dum.
Right.
Anyway, she comes to and I... We're getting her into the car and I'm trying to get her to take fluids. We get to Healing Arts Center. The people there, I know they're aware of the risks. They can't not be. They've been on the front line of this thing since the beginning.
Right.
They treat us like we're the most important people on earth. And it's not because it's Joe Horn.
No, right.
Because not everybody down at that, they've gotten so big now, not everybody down in that clinic knows who I am.
I have that Joe Horn tattoo. So
yeah. But they greet me. They bring a wheelchair out to the car so that they can wheel my wife in. They offered options like immunotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here was one of the benefits to the immunotherapy. And for those that are not familiar, you can get a multivitamin IV bag.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's got nutrients, it's got electrolytes, it's got hydration, a little bit of glucose. Yeah. Basically like an infusion of fruits and vegetables right into the vein. What I did not know, which really started looping here, now I'm looping big time. What I did not know is she had become so dehydrated, which probably explains the fainting, that when she got this immunotherapy drip because of the fluid, now it is revealed that her lungs have long since had deep pneumonia. She had not coughing at home at all. Not at all. Not one time. No association with coughing or, you know, bronchial
barely
type. Nothing. Just barely talking.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets that influx of fluid, she starts hacking up a lung, hacking up a lung. It was one of your staff, Eric, that first called you into the room, and basically they had to sit down with me where they said, you are probably 24 hours away from a serious hospital situation.
It's so scary.
If you don't start the following care. And I'm not going to be particular about the care because I don't want my journey to put ideas in your head about what you should be doing or not doing.
Everybody is different.
But let me just tell you that when Mark's talking about the burning houses and the having to turn the page and deal with the next patient and then turn the page and deal with the next, I just want you to know that as a person who has been to Healing Arts in dire straits,
yes,
these people offered hope.
Absolutely.
They offered the treatment that we needed.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, that gave her the strength to go back subsequently two or three more times.
Right.
Now she's hydrated again. I think we were pumping 30 grams of vitamin C every other day. And again, I'm not diagnosing, I'm not treating, I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just telling you that that's what we did straight up.
Right.
For her, I believe, especially for her, even though the recovery took almost a month, and when I say the recovery, I mean just go back to work.
Right.
And then there have been these subsequent months of having to rebuild lungs and build new capillaries through cardio, exercise and stuff. I'm just telling you, I have felt loved at Healing Arts.
That's kind of you to say. I think
I have felt loved, man.
I think one thing that we really just try to show people, and this is something that for your listeners to really think through in their own journey. How do I talk to my friend who has this bad virus? How do I talk to my friend who's going through something?
Sure.
I've never gone through something like that.
Yeah.
The worst thing that Charisse has ever been through is the worst thing that Charisse has ever been through.
There you go.
Yeah.
The worst thing that Joe's been through is the worst thing Joe's been through.
There
and same with Mark.
Yeah.
And so if you look at that and you look at someone, they say, this is the worst thing I've ever been through. Okay.
Okay.
Then let us help you on that journey.
Wow.
And I think that's how you have to realize that for everyone, they're just in a different phase. It doesn't mean, you know, if someone just lost a loved one, but someone has only ever experienced the loss of an animal, they say, well, you can't compare those
That's
two.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was traumatic for both of those people in different ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we kind of went through a similar thing. You know, my husband, we both had it, and he was worse than I, and we were there.
At the same time.
At the same time, and getting similar, you know,
You and I were on the phone, because what the viewers don't know is nine of our staff. It took out several departments.
It was so scary.
So one employee's calling another. What helped you? Are you getting better? Am I getting, you know?
But the thing, the common, you know, denominator is the compassion, the love. I mean, we were there for almost 8 hours. And I don't know how they endured me in a room for 8 hours, but, you know, they kept...
same facility, same treatment
checking
types
on us every 10, 15... Are you okay? Do you need something to drink? Can I get you a snack? Are you... And it was...
And I felt
I've
weird.
I've never had that in a different physician's office ever. They're like, okay, how are you doing? Okay, great. What was your name again? Okay, great. Here's a prescription. Have a nice day.
Right.
You know, so for me, their office, it's a respite for my soul and my health.
Mm-hmm. You know. But the workers, I guess this, and I didn't mean to interrupt you a minute ago, I just get really excited about Healing Arts Center.
Yeah, me too.
They know God's nutrition.
Boom.
They really do.
There it is.
And when I went in, I felt humbled. There was even a tinge of, I guess, in my finiteness, and you know that this virus kind of played with my emotions a little bit. Mm. There was a humility because, not that my hubris is such that I think I can take on anything. It was none of that, believe me. There was this sense of almost walking in with my head down like, guys, this is beyond me. I need help. I can't, with all the stuff I know about nutrition and everything else, Matthew, what do you know that I don't know?
Exactly.
Can you fill in some gaps for me? Like, and I'm not claiming to know everything, but there was, in the servanthood, so the staff at Healing,
there
you know,
it
the way they're there, they don't put on you this sense that they're scared to be near you for fear that they could be next. They're just serving you. It's hard to explain until you're there, but I had to get that out there.
Yeah, it's very kind of you to say. I think as you think through it, though, like, aren't we all called to be that servant? Isn't that literally?
Yeah, it is.
You know, the Bible is riddled with those, but isn't that literally the Good Samaritan?
Right.
But I think what we forget in the Good Samaritan story is the fact that this guy that was beat up in the ditch, he's still laying in the hotel for a long time because he gave him some money and said, hey, when I come back, I'll give you more money if you need it. Mm-hmm. So I think as we look at people's journeys, we just think about this Good Samaritan. And it's so kind of you to say these words about our clinic, and I love hearing those. But remember that the patient, the Catherine. So I don't know if you remember this, because you weren't feeling well that day either. I literally lifted Catherine out of the car and put her in You know, you were like, get away, we're sick. You know, you had gone Leviticus.
I don't know what I would.
Joe's at the gates of the city with a bell saying, unclean. Yeah. Unclean.
I felt very conscious about it.
And you did. And I literally put my arm towards you and I said, get inside. And I grabbed her out of the car and I put her in that seat. The point is, though,
it kind of wrecked me.
Catherine was hurting. Joe was hurting.
Undone.
And there's still
compassion.
Yeah, there's still that level in a journey of wellness that we often, we read the story of the Good Samaritan or we read these great stories.
Right.
We also have to remember what God did in the life of the person that was in the ditch.
Come on.
And so for the Joe and for the Catherine and for the Charisse and for the Toby and for those people,
yep,
we have to realize that God is also working on them. And yes, that compassion is great. And we need that in our life.
Sure.
And we need those people in our life. But we also need to give ourselves the grace to heal. You know,
Wow. Now
I'm going to switch this to you because sometimes you don't offer yourself that grace. It's like, well, these people shouldn't. You know, they weren't worried about themselves. But you know what? I think God has really just given us that ability as believers, as the church, to come alongside and to have the grace to allow ourselves to heal. And servants like yourself, Joe, who love to be the one always giving.
Wow.
But God in our lives has seasons where it's okay for us to just lay there and sit there and just soak that in the grace that he's allowing other people in the body of Christ to utilize at the same time.
That's hard. That's hard for all of us, I feel. You know, I can pray all day long for you and for your healing, but then when there's something in my body that's out of whack, it's like, yeah, I'm fine.
And yet that's how I felt. I mean, I really felt like, you're using these beautiful words, this respite. I feel like, you know, like a burden. Like if anything, my role is to be there for everybody else who calls me and, hey, man, I'm dealing with my thyroid or, hey, I'm dealing, you know, what can you tell me? What can you tell me? I've got texts right now withstanding today that, you know, my mom's going through this. What do you know about?
Right.
And I'm going to be working on some potential helps for that person. So I guess that's what I mean when I describe going into healing arts with my heads down is I almost carry, now we're just being real. None of this is scripted. I'm just telling you guys at home that this is like you're sitting in on a conversation without you here, like feeling like, you know, I can't believe I'm this weak that I have to go in and then drain my friends, that I have to now expunge their life source and their resources. And Mark's right, though, but he really did. He's like, he sees me, I'm dealing with mine, I'm driving, so it's a lot.
I know.
But he's like, no, you get inside the building, and he's helping Catherine in the wheelchair. It was hugely humbling.
Isn't that the picture of Aaron and her in the Bible? Like, to allow, and sometimes, you know, we want to be just this strong, you know, whether it's being a mom who just, moms can't be sick, or whether that's being
that's
a dad
true.
Who has to provide for your family, I can't
not
be
go
sick,
to work.
Or I can't have a problem, I can't be weak.
Right.
But just to realize that it is in our weakness that God
he
has made strong.
He is made strong, yes.
And so it's so hard, Joe, to allow me to hold up your arm in battle. Because no, this is my strength.
If anything, I got to love my brother Mark. He's got to, you know.
And it's that same thing. Yeah. No, it's okay. I know I only have one arm. Lift yours up. Yeah. Exactly.
It's only a flesh wound. Yeah. You know. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, Mark, in all the various realistic but very sensible services that you all offer, do you see individuals beginning to have a deeper understanding of how wellness is not a one-size-fits-all, you know, matter, and they're kind of starting to learn and lean in on individualizing their wellness program based on their unique need? What do you guys do?
I do think a lot of people are really, I mean, we've become this age of information where, we're you know, I have my doctorate
Google
in Google,
it.
So it's cool.
exactly.
But in that, as we
PhD.
See, I love that. So as we see these things that are, you know, so many people that have greater knowledge, and or they're researching this, and they say, well, what about this? They're, right. You know, our motto is always question the status quo in everything we
yes.
do. And in that, we offer a wide variety of services. It's a little bit of a marriage between Eastern and Western medicine. Mm-hmm. Now, for some people that are so anti-Western medicine, I have to remind your listeners that if your arm is cut off,
I know where I'm going.
There is not a single essential oil that's going to help that.
You know right. what I'm saying? Day like, one, yeah, put it back
yeah,
on.
Like, yeah, you know, if your arm is laying on the other side of the room, can I have some patchouli?
It might find infection or something, yeah, but it's not going to put the arm back on.
Give me some acupuncture.
Correct.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to realize in that marriage,
right.
we're always going to lean towards the natural at our clinic.
Sure.
We do chiropractic. That's how we started. Dr. Yeah. Sam's a chiropractor. Then he got into acupuncture, and mm-hmm. he does a complete different style of acupuncture than most people in the United States.
I've experienced
it really can provide long-term and sometimes immediate relief. We had a woman who had a migraine for 9 years, literal 9 years. She had 3 surgeries, and in one 45-minute session, we were able to remedy her migraine.
Well, I can attest to that because I, you know, after having children, God bless them, my sacral nerve, sometimes I can't stand upright. Mm-hmm. And there was one particular time that I was so bad. I mean, I'm going in like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and he's like, because I'm thinking, just adjust me. He's like, let's do this. I'm like, all right, whatever, then fine, whatever. And when he does it, and he goes, all right, now stand up. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I stood up completely with zero pain. And I'm like, what have you just done to me?
Yeah,
I was amazed. That was my first experience with acupuncture.
Yeah, so we do acupuncture. We do a sizable amount of kind of what your listeners would call functional medicine.
Yes,
a lot of
practical
a lot of
medicine.
Work with supplements, herbs, mm-hmm. And we also then have IV nutrition therapy that you talked about.
Yeah,
I have a
that
nurse.
Is so important.
I have a nurse practitioner on staff who is naturally minded, and I love that because there are definitely some people who need prescriptions,
I
and
love
she
her.
Can help
love
them,
her.
Can talk through that. We have
She's
a
great.
We have a hearing instrument specialist.
Heather's phenomenal.
Red light therapy. Catherine ended up with what they thought was a clot behind her knee.
Yeah,
and it turned out it was a pulled nerve or something to that effect. But anyway, the red light therapy, she limped around for 2 or 3 days. We went down and they started wrapping her in red light therapy.
Yep. Yep.
And within just less than an hour, she's already sighting. It's loosening up. Yep. I mean, you know, stuff
Incredible.
That you've probably never heard of. But
yeah,
they've got contraptions and gizmos.
Yeah, we have a physical therapy department. So we have physical therapy. We do pediatric physical therapy.
Yeah.
But here's what's great about it. And I think you guys alluded to this earlier. We can have all the contraptions and all the gizmos and all the services.
Right.
We have great people.
You do.
I do agree with that.
We have phenomenally intelligent providers who are compassionate, who help people live that John 10:10 type of life, that life in all its fullness. How can we get you back to being whoever you were?
Right. So, Mark, we've just got a couple of minutes left. So what I'd like for you to do, if there are people at home watching this program that are struggling with their health, what encouragement can you give them based on your experience and knowledge from being at Healing Arts in Branson?
That's great. I think the first thing, Charisse, would be to own your health, own your healing, and own your wellness. And what I mean by that is don't rely upon other people to be your advocate. You have to advocate for yourself.
For yourself, yes, sir.
I currently am needing an appointment with an endocrinologist, and they're many, many, many months out.
Right.
But every day I call them and remind them I'm still looking for an appointment.
There you go.
And so you have to be able to do that and to advocate for yourself. To also remember that you didn't come upon this health crisis immediately.
No, that's true.
There are a few that do.
Right.
Like, you know, everything's fine, you have a wreck, and then something comes
on. Sure.
But the majority of people, this diabetes didn't come on today.
No.
This obesity didn't come on today.
Right.
This fact that you have decided to eat poorly all your life, and then all of a sudden you're not feeling well,
right.
and then you're mad
right.
because you can't eat the sugars that you want to eat.
Yeah, sure.
And so to give yourself some grace in that, and to set yourself up for success.
There you go.
And I think that's a big thing, is to, how are we going to set ourselves up for success?
Absolutely.
But in that, to realize this is not easy.
No, it's not.
Health and wellness.
It's a choice.
Is a choice. Yeah. It's a decision.
Yeah.
And even like myself, I'm surrounded by people who make, you know, this is what we do for a living.
Right.
It is very hard sometimes when a certain food passes by me to realize it isn't worth it to eat that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And to realize that this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And so I would say that as people are doing that, to one, give yourself that grace, to be that advocate for yourself,
yeah.
But also don't stop seeking the help that you need.
Mm.
Don't listen to the person that says you're going to be this way the rest of your
life.
There
you go.
Because could you always do one better?
There you
go. I think you can. I really do think you can. In exercise, they call it reverse splits. Can this lap be just a little faster than the lap before it?
Mm.
And so in your journey of wellness, to seek that out and to realize no different than you would treat a Western medicine doctor.
Yeah.
You can't expect the dermatologist to know about what's going on inside your lungs.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You go to a different person for that.
Right.
So don't expect that. And quite frankly, if you're going to a doctor that is telling you that they have all the answers,
ooh,
I would find some other answers. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't.
Right. Yeah.
We're not all experts in everything.
Mark, that's great. I'm so glad you were with us today. This has been so phenomenal. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Of course.
Appreciate it. I'm Charisse Parton. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. I want you to eat better, feel better, live better. We'll learn more together next time on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire 4-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.